Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at local issues that affect you and your community.
So if you're out there and you're listening right now and you're thinking, I need a job or I need to find a new job, or you've recently graduated and you're on the track to graduating, in fact, congratulations, but there's that next step. I need a job. Well, if you're unemployed right now, I have great news for you today. Because I am here with Andy Lemister, and we are talking about an upcoming job fair coming to Jacksonville and everything you need to know, what to do, what not to do, what to wear, what not to wear, what to think, and just how to not fail at a job interview. We're covering it all for you. So if you are looking for a job, you definitely want to listen to this. So first off, let's start this off. Thank you so much, Andy, for calling in today. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate having the opportunity to speak with you.
Oh, no problem. I'm excited about this. So let's talk about this job fair in general. I mean, let's just get down to the nitty-gritty basics. When is it? Where is it? And how many jobs are you expecting to be there?
Sure. Well, Job News is bringing this exciting job fair event to the Jacksonville community. We're going to have over 40 companies, including some of our sponsors like Ally Financial, Daly's, Gate, and Ovation Credit Services, and many others who are going to be looking to fill hundreds of positions in a wide variety of industries. The event's going to take place this coming Tuesday, the 18th, from starting at 10 a.m., and it's going to take place at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. The event's going to be free to the public, and there will also be free parking across the street.
Now, I remember us talking about a job fair not too long ago. How often do you guys do these?
We do about 7 to 8 of these events every year here in the Jacksonville community. So every about 6 weeks or so, we're having another one of these big events.
May I ask why you guys do this? Is this a goal you guys try to aim for, maybe having this many a year? Or just walk me through how you guys put together this many job fairs in a year here in Jacksonville. Do you see a need for it?
Yeah, absolutely. We are very fortunate here in the Northeast Florida area to be in a labor market that there are a lot more jobs than people looking for jobs right now. So we deal with a lot of businesses throughout the community that are just having a real tough time finding good quality people to add to their team. So a job fair is a fantastic opportunity for them to get face-to-face with a lot of people in a relatively short amount of time and recruit for a wide variety of positions all at the same time.
So let's go back to talking about this job fair coming up on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about job fairs, people are thinking, you know, they do have that face-to-face interaction. What should they bring to a job fair?
Well, there are several things. First of all, you know, the thing that everyone should really kind of keep in mind is the opportunity that the job fair itself presents. Like so many of us who have probably applied for countless jobs over the years online, and you've probably sent out dozens of resumes, if not hundreds of resumes, with little to no response, and it gets very frustrating and sometimes can be very disheartening. The great part about a job fair is that it's a fantastic opportunity for you to get face-to-face with recruiters and hiring managers who you might not otherwise ever have an opportunity to meet with if you continue to spend most of your time on applying to jobs online. So when you go to a job fair, you got to recognize that opportunity and keep in mind that this is going to be your first and best chance to really impress a recruiter or hiring manager and get them excited about having a conversation with you about possibly joining your team. So first and foremost, you need to be prepared for the event. You need to dress for success and present yourself in a very professional manner. It kind of goes back to that old saying of you never get a second chance for a first impression. So this is a great opportunity for that at a job fair. You're also going to want to bring plenty of resumes. Again, we're going to have well over 40 companies there recruiting for a wide variety of positions. So part of being prepared is making sure that you have more than enough resumes, knowing that just about everyone, each company that you're going to talk to is going to ask for a copy of your resume. And finally, one of the things I always recommend people who are going to be attending a job fair consider is bring your A game. How you present yourself and how you interact with these recruiters and hiring managers can make a huge difference as to whether or not they'll be interested in pursuing you as a potential addition to their team. If you're confident and excited about what you can bring to the table, don't be afraid to let it show so they can see you as being a difference maker for them and their organization.
Got it. So you want to bring resumes, bring your A game, dress for success. Now, like you said, this is their first time to really make that first impression with the employer, those job recruiters and everything. Now, thinking of a job fair, you have everything. Can you expect to be interviewed while at a job fair? Does that happen?
It absolutely does happen, and not only do interviews happen, but several of our partners that are going to be there are actually going to be looking to take people through the entire hiring process and even make job offers to people at the event. So, again, it's all the more reason why you want to make sure you have your A game and you have prepared for this event, because, like I said, there's going to be many people there that are going to walk out at the end of the day with job offers in hand. So one of the things that I always encourage people is to work on that elevator pitch that we've all heard about. Again, it's absolutely critical that you're prepared to talk to these recruiters and these hiring managers, because I can guarantee one of the first questions that you're going to be asked by each and every one of these recruiters or hiring managers is, tell me about yourself, or what type of career are you looking for? I can't stress enough the importance of spending some time before the event to think about how you want to answer these questions, and then practice on how you want to deliver that answer. You'll need to be able to quickly and clearly share important information about the things that you've been able to accomplish in your career, as well as paint a picture in the mind of that recruiter or hiring manager of the value that you can add to their team and ultimately the difference that you can make for them. One of the things that job seekers can do ahead of time is visit our website, which is jobnewsusa.com/JAX. And there you'll see a full list of the different companies that are going to be there, as well as some of the positions that they're going to be hiring for. So you definitely have the opportunity to prepare before the event so you can make that initial conversation as powerful and dynamic as possible. Keep in mind that these recruiters and hiring managers are going to be talking to hundreds and hundreds of people throughout the course of the day on Tuesday.
Right.
So you definitely need to be able to stand out in the crowd and separate yourself from everyone else in order to get them more excited about you than anyone else that they're going to be talking to. You want to be excited, be confident in what you have to offer, and don't be afraid to show it. Ultimately, you want to be able to share how your accomplishments and experiences can benefit them and their company. And if you can do that, then you're going to have a lot of success at the event on Tuesday.
Awesome. You know, one of the things that I remember when I was applying for jobs is my mom always hammered into my head, do your research and then kind of organize your resume to fit that job. So you say bring many copies of your resume, but would you also recommend bringing many copies but also different versions of your resumes if you do go ahead and look online and look at the jobs that are available?
Absolutely, because again, the biggest thing you want to remember is that in addition, you know, the biggest benefit of the job fair is meeting face-to-face, but people are still going to be asking for your resume, and you always got to keep in mind that your resume is going to help tell your story. You know, so what that resume looks like, what is or is not on it, can say a lot about you as a candidate. So definitely by doing that research, knowing which companies are going to be there so you know who you want to talk to, knowing what positions they are going to be looking to recruit for, and figuring out to yourself, hey, what is my background, what is my experience, and ultimately what do I want to do going forward, the better that you can tailor not only your introduction to them and the things that you want to talk to them about, but also put that in a resume, the stronger your chances are going to be that that conversation is going to take the next step. So with the resume itself, I always recommend several different things. One, to your point, definitely have it tailored as much as possible to the position that you're going after. So if you're a salesperson, make sure it has some of your sales accomplishments on there. If you're a customer service type of person, talk about some of the great things that you've been able to accomplish in the customer service world. You also want to make sure that it looks professional. Again, that resume is going to say a lot about you, so making sure that it looks professional. Use a professional email address at the top of your resume. When you're looking at the resume, is it easy to follow, or is it all kind of messy and disorganized. You want to make sure that the recruiter, it's easy for them to follow. Because, again, keep in mind that the recruiters at this event and the hiring managers are going to be talking to hundreds of people and looking at hundreds of resumes.
Right.
They're going to look for what is the easiest way for me to learn about this person. And they're only going to spend literally a very short amount of time looking at that resume. So it needs to be powerful. It needs to be clear, concise, and easy to follow. One of the biggest things that I hear from a lot of our partners that just can really do more harm than good with a lot of job seekers, are there any spelling errors and are there any grammar mistakes on your resume? Again, that's going to speak a lot to about who you are as a candidate. You also want to be very, very specific on your resume. You want to put yourself in the mind of the recruiter or the hiring manager. If you didn't know anything about yourself and you were looking at your own resume for the first time, if you wouldn't be able to get a good idea of your experiences, skills, and accomplishments, then that should tell you that you need to be a little bit more specific in all those areas and more specific in what you have to offer. And one of the last things I always recommend is know what is on your resume. Because all these recruiters and hiring managers are probably going to ask you, hey, take me through your resume real quick. So you want to make sure that you know the information on there very, very well. You want to be prepared to discuss your accomplishments, what you've learned in your career. Be prepared to talk about any gaps in employment that may be on your resume and ultimately why you left any of the positions that are on your resume. Ultimately, again, you want to give the recruiter and the hiring manager the reasons why they need to be excited about you as a potential addition to their team, and ultimately give them the reasons why they need to hire you as opposed to any of those other folks that they're going to be interacting with that day.
All right. Now, Andy, I'm curious, how many interviews do you think you have done in your professional career?
I've done hundreds and hundreds of interviews.
Okay, so I would assume that you kind of know your way around an interview. I work for a radio station. One of my coworkers, whenever he does an interview with somebody, he asks them what radio stations are housed in this building. So I'm curious, what is something you always ask in an interview, and what is something somebody could always expect to be asked in an interview?
Really, the genesis of what most people want to know is most recruiters and hiring managers in the back of their mind ultimately want the question answered of what type of benefit or value can this individual bring to my team and how they can make a difference. So some of the things that I usually ask is along the lines of share with me the biggest challenge that you've ever overcome in your professional career. And then I'm always kind of interested to hear about how they identify what that challenge was, what their thought process of how they were going to overcome it, and ultimately the steps that they took to overcome that challenge. Because the one common thing that we all have in the workforce today is there are going to be challenges. There are going to be difficulties. That's just a fact of life. And I always want to make sure when I'm interviewing someone, am I talking with someone that can confront challenges and overcome them and be able to be successful at the end of the day? Or do they struggle in that area?
Okay. We talked about resume no-nos. You don't want any grammatical errors. You don't want any spelling errors. What are some interview no-nos?
Again, I think the best chance for having success in an interview, again, is taking the time ahead of the event and be prepared. Again, you know what some of the most basic questions are going to be as far as tell me about yourself, what kind of work are you looking for? Those kind of things. So you know those are going to happen, so you need to be prepared. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten feedback from partners when they ask those questions. People just simply don't know how to answer. They say, I'm just looking for work, or, they don't really know what to say about themselves. And, again, it's all about that first impression. So how you interact in that first 10, 15, maybe 20 seconds is going to go a long way to whether or not you get 5 minutes of their time, 10 minutes of their time, or they wrap it up with you really, really fast. Know something about the company. Again, all these companies will be there. Their information has been out on our website for a while now. It's going to go a long way to impressing them if you can say certain things that you know about that company. That will definitely go a long way in helping separate you from the other people that maybe didn't spend the time doing homework, doing research about the companies that are going to be there and some of the things that are great about their company, some of the challenges that maybe they're faced with, and some of the information about that position. So not knowing anything about a company, not knowing anything about what they're trying to accomplish are two big no-nos. You definitely want to be able to address those things. You want to be able to give off the persona of who you are. Regardless of what you're saying or not saying, just how you present yourself makes a world of difference. So if you're someone that's upbeat, energetic, you're confident in what you're saying, again, that's going to help you separate yourself from the vast majority of the other people who are just treating it as another conversation, and they don't have that same passion or energy about possibly working for that team. Because, again, in that mind of that recruiter and that hiring manager, they want to know, is this someone that can not only do the job or potentially do the job, but are they going to be that good culture fit? And people, you know, hiring managers and recruiters, they want people who are energetic, people who are confident, people that are going to come in and make a positive impact on their organization and their teams. So being able to express that is absolutely critical.
Got you. I want to, before we wrap this up, I want to switch back over to talking about the event itself, because that's what this interview is about. And there are people here in Jacksonville that are looking for jobs. And honestly, during this time, you're getting a lot of high schoolers that are graduating and looking for that summer work. So just real quick, let's go through it again about where and when this event is and where people can go to learn more.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, again, it's going to be down at the Prime Osborne Convention Center on this coming Tuesday, the 18th. We're going to get started right at 10 a.m. Again, we're going to have well over 40 companies there that are going to be hiring everything from entry level to well-seasoned professionals, everything from call center positions, collections, customer service, food service. We have a lot of financial services companies that are going to be there, IT, retail management, a lot of sales professionals, security officers, and warehouse personnel. So a lot of different opportunities. So regardless of what your background may be and whether or not this is going to be your first opportunity to get a job or whether you've been in the workforce for 20 or 30 years, you're going to have companies that are going to want to talk to you. So to get a full list of these companies and the opportunities, people can go ahead and visit our website, which is jobnewsusa.com/JAX. That's JOBNEWSUSA.com/JAX. And they can also call our local office here in Jacksonville, and that number is 296-3006. And we'll be more than happy to provide them any additional information that they want about the event or just any type of tips that they may want to discuss with us about how they can put the best foot forward to ensure that they have a successful event and ultimately take the first steps towards an exciting new career.
Exactly. Right now, I'm looking at the flyer you guys have, and I see that you guys do allow early entry into this job fair.
Yep, for our military veterans and active duty personnel and their families, we'll be opening up about 15 minutes early for those individuals. So they'll get a little bit of a jump start on everybody else. It's our way of saying thanks for all their dedication and service to the country.
Perfect. And I'm also, I still have this flyer in front of me. We mentioned that you guys do have several job fairs throughout the year, and it looks like if somebody is missing out on this job fair, there's another one coming up in a couple of months, really, 2 months in June.
Yeah, like I said, we do one about every 6 to 8 weeks, so the next one that we're going to have is going to be June 20th, again, back down at the Prime Osborne Convention Center.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for doing this talking with me about this. I feel like I'm interviewing a professional interviewer, so it was a little intimidating. but is there anything else you would like our audience to know about this event in general, or just preparing for a job fair, what to bring, what to wear, or just anything you felt that we have left out?
Not really. Again, I would just encourage you, whether or not you're someone who's looking to either get that first job, just get a job, or you have a job right now, but you want to get a job that's going to allow you to better provide for yourself and your family, I can't stress the importance of what the value is of actually getting face-to-face with hiring managers and recruiters. And knowing that, again, do your homework, be prepared, do some of those things that we discussed about. And if you can do it, you're going to have a fantastic time at our event, and you're going to talk with a lot of great companies and potentially set yourself up for a lot of great job offers. So be prepared. Come join us on Tuesday at 10 a.m. We'd love to have you. And again, we want to do our part to help get Jacksonville to work.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Andy, for letting me call in and do this interview with you. I really appreciate it.
Fantastic. I appreciate your time.
No problem. And thank you to all of you guys for listening. Once again, this is Jack's Journal, and I'm Danielle Lee. We will talk again same time next week.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.